Life Audio.
Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to have that conversation, but you had no idea how to start it? Maybe you realized that it was just going to open up a can of worms or maybe even start an unnecessary conflict. Well, friend, I have just the tips for you. Download my free resource today called Conversation Starters for Couples in Conflict. Now, this is not just for couples. This is for anyone that you might need to have a conversation with that could potentially be a conflicting conversation. Get your free resource today at danashe.com/conversation starters. That's danashe.com/conversation starters, and be on your way to less awkward conversations today. Hey loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Q&A Friday. I am so grateful that you're here today on the podcast, and I absolutely love showing up for you guys every single week. Actually, twice a week, we do these episodes. We do a longer episode every Tuesday where we are actually right in the middle of a series right now on rebuilding after adultery. And then on Friday, we come back and we have Q&A. So we're going to gather around the fireplace tonight, and we are going to answer one of our listeners' questions. First of all, let me just tell you guys that I absolutely love reading your questions. You guys send me your questions on Instagram. Some of you send them through email. And I just started something new where you can actually go to the Rebuilding Us podcast at rebuildingus.com/contact, and you can submit your Q&As there as well. So lots and lots of ways to submit your questions. I want to make sure that you all have an opportunity to ask away. This is your moment to get some free coaching, okay? And I'm not only going to answer you, but I also want to use your question to then help coach our whole community of listeners. So today's question, I'm not going to read her name because this is really personal, but her question is this. She says, "Hey, Dana Shea, a coworker told me about your podcast, and I have been listening to at least 2 or 3 episodes a day for over a week. Little did she know, my husband and I are basically separated right now, but still living together. The episode that you did about Will Smith and his wife living separate lives while married struck a nerve. That's basically my story. I am not attracted to my husband at all anymore." She underlines "at all." "There has been a lot of hurt that I won't get into right now, but in order for us to have any chance of rebuilding our marriage, I need to at least feel something for him. At least that's how I see it. I don't want a divorce necessarily, but I just don't feel anything for him anymore. Can you do an episode on this situation if it affects anyone else who listens?" Wow. Okay. So first of all, I just want to approach this question with just a lot of grace and a lot of understanding, because I understand that especially when you've had hurt in your marriage, the feelings that you feel for your spouse are going to go away, most likely. When our hearts have been wounded, what happens is just like if we have a physical cut or some sort of injury to our physical body, our body responds with protecting itself. That's why we develop scars and scabs, right? Well, the same thing happens in our emotional being, not just our physical being, but our emotional being. So when your heart has been wounded, you will put up a barrier, a wall, some sort of protection so that that thing does not happen again. When we do this, the love that we have inside of our hearts has a harder time of getting out because there's that barrier there. So I want to answer her question with alliteration. If you guys don't know what alliteration is, basically using the same letter for every point. I love alliteration because I think that it helps us to remember these points. So as I read through this question, as I prayed about my response, these three words came to my mind. The first thing I want to say is what she asked. She said, I have no feelings for him anymore. What should I do, essentially? So the first F I want to tell you is feelings. Feelings are not final. And our feelings, you all, are fickle. This is why we cannot be led by our feelings. We can't choose to do things based on how we feel. Because I don't know about you, but I don't always feel like taking care of my children. I don't always feel like being kind to my husband. I don't always feel like paying my bills. There's a lot of other things that I would love to do with my money than pay bills, right? But we don't live by our feelings. Or if we do, we're going to find ourselves in a lot of trouble. So yes, feelings are important in a marriage, but they are not the end all be all. And feelings are fickle, meaning they change all the time. You all know this, that there are times that we feel in love with our spouses, right? We're like, oh my God, I just can't get enough. And then there are other times that you're just like, ew, get away from me. Like, that's just the truth of it. There are times that we just do not feel it, where our feelings do not match what we know to be true. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to point you to an oldie but goodie, an old podcast episode. You said that you've been listening to two or three shows a day. Well, you may have listened to this one, or maybe you haven't gotten back this far back in the vault. This episode I did was episode 80 from 2 years ago, and it's called Feelings Aren't Forever. So I'll make sure that I link to it in today's show notes. But go back and listen to that episode, because I think you're going to glean a lot of just wisdom from how we handle our feelings and how we hold our feelings as precious, but not priority. Okay. The second F I want to give you is forgiveness. I don't know all the ins and outs of what happened in your marriage for you all to be separate, living separate lives while married. But I will tell you this, that regardless of what has happened in your marriage, if you do not choose to forgive, that barrier is always going to be there. When we hold unforgiveness in our hearts, we do so because we think it's protecting us. And the truth be told, it does protect us for a little bit, for a season. But the problem with unforgiveness is that it very quickly calcifies and hardens our heart. And so yet again, you're not going to be able to feel anything for your husband. You're not going to be able to get that love that you feel, or you felt at least at one point. That's not going to be able to come out because the unforgiveness is acting as a barrier. Now, you guys have heard me say this if you've listened to the podcast for a while. There is a big difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Okay. So I'm not saying that every relationship or every situation has to be restored or reconciled. But what I am saying is that every situation has to be forgiven. It absolutely has to be. Why? Because forgiveness is for you. It's not just for the other person. It's for you too. So forgiveness. When we forgive, that wall, that calcification of our heart, it goes away. That doesn't mean, again, that everything is just all hunky-dory and we're just back to normal. There's got to be a rebuilding process. There's got to be some restoration. But at least now you don't have that barrier in between. And then the third F that I want to give you is faith. It's hard to love, and I'm putting air quotes here, to love someone if you don't have faith for the future, if you don't believe that our relationship, our marriage, our future can be better than what it is today. It's really hard to then put your feelings and put your whole self into it. So what we do again is we retreat, we back away, because this is not a safe situation. You all, we have to understand that our brains are constantly trying to keep us alive, physically and emotionally. So when you have any sort of trauma or injury to your physical body or to your emotional state, your body is going to try to protect you. And we usually do that emotionally by backing away, by retreating, because, hey, rejection is scary. Rejection hurts. Pain is painful, right? So we back away. And you'll continue to back away until you develop the faith to believe that my marriage can be something more than what I see. For those of you who are in your faith, you may be familiar with the scripture that says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oftentimes in our marriages, we're looking at sight. What do we see? What do we feel? What's tangible? What's right in front of us? But in order to have a healthy Christian marriage, oftentimes you're going to have to just walk by faith. Your feelings aren't always going to be there. You're not always going to want to do the things that you're supposed to do, but we walk by faith. So I can't get into like the whole, like, what would I advise you? Should you reconcile? Should you not? Because I don't know the situation. I mean, there might be abuse in your relationship. I don't know. But what I do know is from a base level, if you decide that I am not going to be ruled by my feelings, that I am going to choose to forgive, and I'm going to develop some faith to believe that my future can be better than what it is today, I believe that those feelings that you're looking for are going to come back. I am a living witness of this. And for those of you all who are listening, and maybe this is your story, or maybe this question has struck a nerve with you and you want some more coaching, you're like, you know what? I need to talk about my situation too, because I feel what this listener is feeling. Then I want to encourage you all, you can always reach out for coaching by simply going to my website at danashae.com/get-started. danashe.com/get-started. So there you'll be able to set up a short free discovery call with me, and we'll talk about your situation. We'll talk about how it can help. We can talk about how to get you back on the right track. But there's no need for anyone to live in a marriage where you just don't love your spouse, or you just have zero emotions, zero feelings. That could be a temporary state, but there is no reason for that to be your life. God wants so much more for you, and I want so much more for you, and hopefully you want so much more for you than that kind of a marriage. So reach out and let's figure out how to get you guys back on the right track. Thank you so much for your question. And for those of you all who want me to answer one of your relationship questions, again, I said it in the top of the show, I'll say it again. You can always send your request to rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact. And I would love to answer your relationship questions there. Before we go, I want to also give you another way to stay connected with me. I send a weekly newsletter every week. I love emailing my community, my email community. We get really chatty in the email. And I also give you guys free resources. Also, people who are on my email list get first dibs or for any products, any courses, any resources that I share. You always get first dibs. So you can always join the email list at rebuildinguspodcast.com/email. Thank you all so much for being here today. I really appreciate you being a part of the Rebuilding Us podcast community. Be sure to come back next Tuesday, where we are going to continue our episodes on rebuilding after an affair. Love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.